Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Kent. Here's the headline. Kent is the largest and most varied commercial property market in the southeast outside Greater London, a county where recent auction prints have cleared anywhere between roughly 4% and 12% net initial yield, and where the financing playbook depends entirely on which submarket you're standing in. Let me set the scene. Kent runs roughly 100 miles from the M25 commuter belt at Dartford, Sevenoaks and Westerham through the Medway conurbation and the Garden of England farmland all the way out to the Channel Tunnel at Folkestone, the Port of Dover and the Thanet resort towns at Margate, Broadstairs and Ramsgate. About 1.85 million people. 12 districts and, uniquely among the home counties, three commercial property markets running simultaneously. There's the Outer London commuter market in the northwest, anchored by Sevenoaks, Tonbridge and Tunbridge Wells. There's the Logistics and International Trade Corridor, along the M20 and M2 spine through Maidstone, Ashford and Faversham, with HS1 high-speed rail running domestic and international services through Ebbsfleet, Ashford International and Folkestone. And there's the coastal economy. The Thanet Resort Cluster, the Folkestone Creative Quarter, the Dover and Folkestone Channel Gateway, and the Sheerness and Sittingbourne Port and Industrial Belt on the Swale. Layered over all of that is the Garden of England identity. And that's not just marketing. Kent records the largest agricultural commercial transaction footprint of any Southeast Shire county. Why should an investor care? Because that diversity, agri-food, logistics, ports, university towns, creative tourism and M25 fringe affluence gives Kent a structurally deeper demand floor than its yield headlines might suggest. Let me give you the numbers. HMAM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 8,472 commercial-leaning transactions across the 25 principal Kent towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside roughly 46,500 residential transactions. By that measure, Kent is comfortably deeper than Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire or Berkshire and on a par with Essex. And unlike most counties, no single town dominates. Five towns each post more than 500 recorded commercial transactions. Maidstone at 674, Ashford at 671, Canterbury at 650, Gillingham at 618, and Dartford at 539. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Maidstone. Maidstone is the county town and the largest market by population. Around 175,000 people, and joint largest by transaction count. A deep mid-market office and mixed-use base. A steady SME industrial layer along the M20. Median commercial transaction price around £265,000. Five acuitous auction lots have come through Maidstone over the past 2 years, and they bracket the entire county yield range. At the tight end, 10 and 11 High Street sold in May 2024, £595,000 against £45,000 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 7.56% on a clean prime High Street print. At the wide end, the Ann Summers unit at Gabriel's Hill cleared in March this year, £475,000 at a net initial yield of just under 12%. Same town, same auction catalogue. Two completely different risk profiles. Second, Ashford. Ashford is the M20, HS1 and Eurostar Logistics and International Trade Hub. 671 commercial transactions over the window. Joint largest residential turnover at over 4,000 transactions. And a median commercial price of around £310,000. The auction print to remember here is 12 and 12A Church Road, sold in March this year at £448,000. Net initial yield of 4.06%. That's the tightest auction yield we've seen in the entire county over the cycle. A retail with vacant residential lot pricing. Closer to refurbishment economics than stabilised income. The other Ashford print to flag is the land adjoining Gallagher Retail Park on Barry Road, which sold post-auction in May last year as a development site. Together, those two lots tell you what Ashford has become. A place where prime high street and motorway adjacent development land are being repriced upwards, while the rest of the southeast coastal market reprices in the opposite direction. Third, Canterbury. Canterbury is the cathedral city, university and East Kent professional services capital, with the largest office cohort in the county, 92 recorded office transactions, and a deep agricultural base. Median commercial transaction price around £249,000. The auction touchpoint is 20 and 21 St Margaret Street, which carried a passing rent of £120,000 and was withdrawn after auction in September last year. That tells you something important. In the affluent and historic city centre markets, vendors increasingly chose to step back from public auction rather than discount further. Pricing discovery, in other words, is happening off-market. Quick word on the rest. Gillingham, Chatham and Rochester form the Medway core, over 1,500 transactions between them at sub-£250,000 medians. Dartford anchors the North Kent commuter market and the Ebbsfleet Garden City corridor. Tunbridge Wells and Sevenoaks are the affluent Wealden professional services capitals. And the Thanet Trio, Margate, Ramsgate and Folkestone, drive the coastal tourism and creative industries layer. So let's talk about the yield environment. Kent is the most active county in the South East public auction market by Acuitas catalogue volume. 19 lots have been matched to towns across the county over the rolling window. 5 in Maidstone, 3 in Dover, 2 each in Ashford and Sheerness, and 1 each in Canterbury, Tunbridge Wells, Margate, Ramsgate, Tunbridge, Herne Bay and Faversham. The sold prints define the widest county yield range we observe anywhere in the southeast. At the tight end, Ashford Church Road at 4.06%. At the wide end, the Maidstone and Summers print just under 12%, and the Herne Bay Judo Club site on Station Road, which sold in February last year at £235,000 against £27,500 rent, a net initial yield of 11.7%. In between, the prints fill in the picture. The former Imlay development site in Tunbridge Wells cleared at £500,000 in May 2024. The former Barclays Bank at 11 and 13 Queen Street, Ramsgate, sold in September last year of £400,000. The Cost Cutter convenience store on Canterbury Road, Margate, came through the catalogue in March last year. And then there are the withdrawals, which tell their own story. The Charlton Shopping Centre in Dover, with passing rent of around £270,000, was withdrawn twice in 2024. That pattern, a willingness to withdraw rather than clear, is concentrated in the larger lot-sized, weaker covenant secondary stock. Reading across the rest of the market, prime and well-let secondary office product in the M25 fringe and M20 spine trades, broadly in the 6-7.5% range, with Sevenoaks, Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells at the tighter end. Multi-let industrial and logistics in the Dartford, Ashford, Sittingbourne and Sheerness corridor clears at 5-7%. Coastal and Medway secondary retail sits in the 8-12% band, consistent with the Acuitas cohort. Which brings us to lender appetite. Kent is well served by commercial mortgage finance across the entire stack. The headline towns, Maidstone, Canterbury, Ashford, Dartford, Gillingham, Tunbridge Wells, Sevenoaks and Tunbridge, are squarely on the radar of every UK high street bank with a meaningful commercial lending book. High street banks Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander compete actively for prime owner-occupier and well-let investment deals along the M25 fringe and M20 spine. Challenger banks Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust are the dominant force in the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across mixed-use, secondary office, multi-let industrial and standing residential investment held in special-purpose companies. That's the engine of Kent's transaction volume. Specialist lenders, together, Lend Invest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, Hope Capital, handle bridging, light development and refurbishment, particularly across Medway Value Add stock, the Thanet Resort refurbishment market and the Folkestone Creative Quarter. What to be cautious about? The coastal economies, Margate, Ramsgate, Folkestone, Dover, Sheerness, Herne Bay, carry a thinner tenant pool, more seasonal income and a longer history of high street retail repricing. Lenders price this in with tighter loan-to-value ratios, that's LTV, more conservative weighted average unexpired lease term requirements, that's WALT, and stress tests on tourism-exposed cash flows. Conservation area and area of outstanding natural beauty, AONB. Friction across the Kent Downs, the High Weald and Romney Marsh affects development and change of use viability. And the Medway towns each carry town centre regeneration risk where public sector-led schemes drive land values. Lenders generally prefer to come in once those schemes are de-risked. The mitigation, from a lender's standpoint, is the sheer depth of the underlying market. At over 8,000 commercial-leaning transactions over 5 years, Kent is liquid enough that remarketing risk on a stressed asset is materially lower than in many comparable counties. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Kent commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of continued sub-market divergence rather than a single county-wide trend. The M25 Fringe and Weldon markets, Sevenoaks, Tonbridge, Tunbridge Wells, Cranbrook, Edenbridge and Westerham, should see yield stabilisation at the tighter end of the range. The Ashford Corridor and the Ebbsfleet and Dartford Regeneration Belt should continue to attract logistics, mixed-use and special-purpose company residential capital. And the 4.06% Ashford print suggests prime pitch retail and residential is already pricing closer to refurbishment economics than stabilised income. The Medway and East Coast markets remain the parts of the county most exposed to further repricing in weaker covenant secondary retail. The auction evidence, those 11 and 12% prints in Herne Bay and Maidstone, the Dover and Maidstone withdrawals, the still available Faversham and Sheerness lots, suggest pricing discovery is ongoing. What to watch? The Channel Tunnel and Port of Dover trade volumes. The Ebbsfleet Garden City delivery pipeline. The Canterbury and Medway University and healthcare bases. And the Margate, Folkestone and Whitstable creative tourism economy. The structural anchors are all still in place. The question, as ever, is planning consent throughput and the trajectory of cross-channel trade. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Kent, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.